Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It is legal to lie on the campaign trail. The sad thing is that there are a lot of people who are willing to believe the lies. And not just lies, but just ridiculous lies. Like Haitian immigrants suggesting that it's illegal immigrants, even though they're legal immigrants, suggesting that Haitian immigrants are stealing and eating people's pets. Suggestions that the government is controlling the weather, and the Biden administration is controlling hurricanes to try to hurt Donald Trump. And that there was a direction of the hurricane, Hurricane Helene, which was designed to go from the Gulf of Mexico up to North Carolina to create havoc to where people want to move and leave, and they're going to be forced out of their homes because the government is trying to control lithium. They want to control it and mine it in North Carolina. It's not that these are lies. It's that people believe these crazy lies. Why are so many people so willing to believe these lies? Like the woman dressed in MAGA attire who is trying to tell the interviewer that the government is controlling the hurricanes to hurt Donald Trump. Phil Napoli is professor of public policy at Duke University. He's the author of the book Social Media and Public Integrity, Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. Phil, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, this is a simple question. Why are so many people so willing to believe outrageous lies where there's no evidence of proof that they're true?
It is a simple question, but I think the answer is complex, I think, because there's a variety of reasons. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation at all. But if you think about our current moment, politically, we can identify a variety of reasons. One is that for a lot of folks today, it's not really about what's true; it's about what feels true. If something false reflects a particular feeling or preference, that's enough, unfortunately, for some people to treat it as true. So that's one. Another is, of course, the way people are becoming very siloed in the news and information sources they consume, the news and information sources they trust. And today we see a much greater proportion of our population citing as their most trusted sources of news and information, sources that are pretty aggressive about disseminating disinformation. So trust is misallocated.
But I would think that... I would think your second point relates to the first point, because they at some point they select a media that they decide is the truthful media, and I guess that's the media that tells them things that they feel are true.
Right, that resonate with their existing perceptions, preferences, attitudes, and beliefs.
Right. I find this fascinating because I remember, a few years back when the Pizzagate thing was first breaking, and I had a caller call me on the air, and the caller was criticizing me for protecting Hillary Clinton and not being honest about her being involved in this sex operation ring, this child sex operation ring out of a pizza parlor in a suburb of D.C. And he told me this on the air, and he was criticizing me for not talking about it and protecting Hillary. And I said, this is ridiculous. This can't possibly be true. Well, the caller went on to just absolutely convince me that it is true and berate me for not talking about it. Well, as it turned out, my first impression of it was, this isn't true. I mean, when I hear about a weather machine, when I hear about the government controlling the weather, I mean, immediately my first reaction is, that's not true. And I don't think I'm being naive. I'm just reacting on a primal level to information that just doesn't seem to be true. Why do so many people have a difficult time trying to analyze things on their own?
If you think about all those examples you just described, if you think about even what you're talking about before in Ohio, if you think about election interference, beliefs, what we don't have today is a requirement for proof. The absence of evidence is not something that discourages people from holding, beliefs that are fundamentally false.
That's a great point.
That's the amazing thing today. The absence of evidence does nothing to dissuade people. And I just don't think that used to be the case in our political environment. In years past.
Yeah. In other words, if there's no evidence, well, then it could be true.
Yeah, and if there's no evidence, then somebody, there's a conspiracy to conceal it.
So why? Is there some phenomenon that has happened in society in America that has caused people to be so ripe to be gullible and brainwashed?
Sure, I would point right away to our, record level of political polarization. That really... is the underlying core of all of this. And when people become this polarized politically, and an important part of that is the degree to which folks of a different political persuasion are perceived as a threat, are perceived as an enemy, it's more of a no holds barred, anything goes type of environment, not only about what's communicated, but how folks absorb and respond to what's communicated, because they're much more susceptible to believing the falsity because already that other is demonized. And so, sure, they could be controlling the weather because I already believe them to be that diabolical.
So if I believe them to be evil, then anything that I'm presented that confirms the idea that they're evil, I'm going to believe because, again, confirmation bias is probably as old as humankind. But it has reached a whole new level today.
Absolutely, and like I said, and that's where it comes back to. It's taking shape amongst folks who are more politically polarized than we've ever been in the history of any of our lifetimes.
All right, Professor, does it have anything to do with people not being able to explain the craziness of the world and therefore believing in a conspiracy theory gives them some explanation for what's going on?
I think that's, could certainly be part of the equation. But and I think also it's, you know, anyone who's trying to get a handle on what's going on has to navigate a much more complex information environment where they're much more, you know, there's the likelihood of encountering something blatantly false is so much greater than it used to be than in our, you know, old mass media days when the path that blatant falsity had to reach somebody was minimal. How did an out-and-out lie reach a news consumer in 1980? There just were not many paths. You know, maybe you read the National Enquirer or the Weekly World News or one of those bizarre, you know, gossip rags that used to be at the, you know, checkout line of the grocery store. But where else? There just was not a pathway.
Well, I think that opens the door for you to talk about the role of social media in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. And that, again, you know, if we just think about something as basic as the old model being verify, then publish, as opposed to the social media model, which is publish, then verify, you know, and then layer on top of that the fact that they're acting as a gatekeeper for literally millions and in case, some platforms' cases, billions of individual content creators and speakers. It's a media dynamic that is unprecedented, needless to say, but it's not one that can at all operate at the scale that it operates on and meaningfully serve as a guardian against falsity.
What I constantly try to remind my listeners of is the idea that social media might appear to be the written word, but it should not be compared to the written word of the past when it comes to newspapers, credible newspapers. But it's still to them, it's still the written word. And the people who publish things can make things look very authentic and newsworthy, but things that are presented on social media, they're not beholden to any kind of news director, any kind of editor. So there's really, again, there's no criteria when it comes to judging anything that is credible.
Right. And no fact checkers. And as you were sort of alluding to, and it can still be presented in such a way, you know, superficially to look quite a bit like, you know, our traditional trusted sources of news and information. We have a huge problem in the U.S. these days with, you know, what we call pink slime news sites, local news sites that are run, that look like news sites, but they're run by political action committees or political consultants.
Or the Russians.
With a very particular political objective in mind.
Yeah, or Russians who have set up things that
look like they're inviting
conservatives to come in. And now, remind people that when you click on a site, sometimes the people who are running the site, they gain information on you, and Russians have gained a lot of information on a lot of people in this country when it comes to planting fake stories.
Absolutely. So they know what will work. They know so much about the attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors of all of us, and can sort us into different groupings and can target then their messaging, their disinformation accordingly to, in terms of what will be most effective, be most compelling.
There are people who appear to be easily scared. They're in their world and they're scared of any change. They're scared of it's easy to scare some people. Is there a growing number of Americans who are easily frightened?
Well, I think that's such a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I would, if I were to hazard a guess, I would not be surprised if the answer was yes. Because, you know, what we know in terms of not only on social media, but on traditional media, fear sells. You know, fear creates engagement. It's a traditionally very effective appeal for politicians to rely on, going way back, and so that's not that new, but again, in an environment that's more polarized, there is a lot of fear of the folks on the other side of the political aisle because they have been, you know, made villains and demonized in the media content that these folks are consuming.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned fear engagement. The media is also involved in promoting fear engagement because fear is engaging and it is compelling. And anybody who is promoting these things that are to be feared, these things are to be afraid of, they're going to pay attention to that media source. And that's the whole goal, is to get as big an audience as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to get your book, Professor, and we may talk again after I read your book. And I want to remind everybody, the name of the book is Social Media and the Public Interest Media Regulation in the Disinformation Age. A very profound topic, and I can't wait to get a hold of your book and read it. And we'll be talking about it on the show, and you and I may have a new conversation coming up.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure.
All right, Professor Phil Napoli, Professor of Public Policy at Duke University. Professor, thank you for being with us. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, thank you for calling in. Thank you for hanging on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We're going to come right back, and we're going to start to get to your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages as well. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.